Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. In Marion County, a judge has granted bond to former South Pittsburgh High School football player J. Michael Buckner, who is charged with the rape of a 16-year-old girl. Under the terms of his release, Buckner must wear a GPS ankle monitor and is prohibited from having any contact with the alleged victim or her family. Buckner is scheduled to return to court on August 26th. He was arrested earlier this month after investigators alleged he sexually assaulted the teenage girl. A previously scheduled bond hearing was delayed while attorneys addressed procedural issues related to the case. The charges remain allegations, and Buckner is presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty in court. The Georgia Department of Natural Resources has released the 26-27 Georgia Hunting and Fishing Regulations and Season Guide. Now, that gives hunters and anglers the latest information ahead of the upcoming outdoor seasons. The guide includes updated season dates, bag limits, licensing requirements, wildlife management area regulations, quota hunt information, and youth hunting opportunities. Anglers will also find fish identification charts, trout stream listings, public fishing area information, and current fishing regulations. Among the changes this year are updates to catfish and bass regulations, a new statewide definition of youth as anyone under 16 years old, an early antlerless only firearms deer season in select counties, new deer carcass disposal requirements, and the option for hunters to wear blaze pink anywhere blaze orange is required. The guide is available online through the Georgia DNR and in print at the Wildlife Resources Division offices and participating licensed vendors across the state of Georgia. The Marion County School Board has postponed a decision on raising ticket prices for high school sporting events after hearing concerns from parents and community members. The proposal would have increased varsity football admission to $10 for both adults and students. Superintendent Dr. Mark Griffith says the proposed increase was driven by higher costs from the TSSAA, which recently raised pay for football referees and clock operators. Referees now earn $130 per game, while clock operators receive $100 per game. For now, ticket prices will remain unchanged. Student tickets will stay at $5, adult tickets at $8, and the adult admission for other sports at $7. School officials say the issue is expected to be discussed again at a future board meeting. One of the nation's biggest bargain hunting events returns next week as the world's longest yard sale takes place the 6th through the 9th of August. That's next Thursday through Sunday. Now in its 40th year, the 127 yard sale stretches 690 miles from Addison, Michigan to Gadsden, Alabama, attracting thousands of shoppers and more than 10,000 vendors offering unique antiques, collectibles, crafts, vintage treasures, and other bargains. As the sale reaches the Chattanooga area, the route leaves Highway 127 and follows the scenic Lookout Mountain Parkway through North Georgia before continuing into Alabama. Organizers recommend using the official printed directions for the Georgia and Alabama portion of the route, as GPS navigation can be confusing. The North Georgia section is expected to bring thousands of visitors to communities along Lookout Mountain, providing a boost to local businesses, churches, civic organizations, and roadside vendors. Shoppers are encouraged to bring water, sunscreen, comfortable walking shoes, and cash, as many vendors do not accept credit cards or debit cards. Additional information, including maps and vendor locations, is available through the official 127 yard sale website. And the Braves wound up splitting the doubleheader yesterday. As the Mets won the first game, the Braves won the second, but it's advantage Mets as the Mets won the game on Monday night 14-3. Braves lose the series 2-1. Now it's back home to Truist Park to take on Washington for the weekend. Airtime tonight, 6 o'clock. That first pitch is 7:15. We'll have it for you here on Classic Hits KWIN, your 30-year home of the Atlanta Braves. At your KWIN News Update, stay up to date 24-7 at discoverdade.com. And here on the home of the Braves, the Bulldogs, and NASCAR, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.